The following podcast is brought to you by BetDSI.com. The NFL and college seasons are heating up, so what are you doing on the sidelines? Get in the game with BetDSI. They've been paying winners for 20 years now, and with a reputation for great service and fast payouts, it's easy to know why BetDSI is the place to play, win, and get paid. Anytime, anywhere. BetDSI has every wager you could ever imagine, whether it's the NFL, college football, Major League Baseball, the NBA, UFC, esports, global sports. I mean, if it's happening, BetDSI is putting a line on it. You can even bet on politics and celebrities. Plus, you can bet live with BetDSI's live betting option. So stop hanging out on the sidelines and get started with BetDSI. You'll get some extra bang for your buck right now, too. BetDSI is offering you podcast listeners an extra 25% bonus, but only when you use the promo code WIN125. Don't leave your money on the table. Use promo code WIN125 and get the special podcast listener 125% bonus. Just visit BetDSI.com. That's BetDSI.com and use promo code WIN125. Don't stand on the sidelines. To win it, you have to be in it. Visit BetDSI.com right now. That's BetDSI.com, promo code WIN125.
You're listening to In My Opinion with Denton Day on SB Nation Radio.
And on SBNationRadio.com.
Live from the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios, here's Denton Day.
We talked a lot about the NFC East this show, and that's going to continue. With me on the line is Ed Valentine, the editor for the Big Blue View on SB Nation. Ed, how are you doing this morning, man?
I'm good. Hey, the Giants can't lose today, so it's a good day.
You're right about that. Unfortunately, they did fall on Thursday night, though. Talk me through it. What did you see in that game?
Well, I saw a team that basically got a reality check. You know, we've been waiting and waiting to see the Giants beat a good football team, and I think we're going to wait for a while. You know, that's the Eagles are the defending Super Bowl champs, and sure, they came in 2-3, but I think what we saw was the reality of just how far away the Giants are from really being a good football team.
And sort of the big, I guess, headlines surrounding the quarterback position is it time to let Eli Manning go? What are your thoughts on that, and who would be his backup? I looked at the depth chart, and the names don't exactly jump off the page, so who would get the call if Eli Manning does ultimately get benched?
Well, here's the thing. He's not going to get benched anytime soon. That's just the reality of it. The Giants went all in, you know, in the short term, you know, with him. And it hasn't worked out. You know, unfortunately, you know, they did draft Kyle Lauletta in the fourth round. And I would suspect that if and when the time comes this season, you know, when they get to the situation where they got last year, you know, when they benched Eli for Geno Smith and then they brought him back and you know, Davis Webb, who was the backup at the time or the young kid at the time, you never got to play. I don't think we're going to get to that situation again this year. If the Giants get to that, you know, 2-10 spot, I think you'll see Lauletta, you know, get some playing time. This is a different head coach. It's a different GM. It's different decision makers. They're not going to make that mistake again. They'll get Kyle Lauletta on the field and see what they have.
What did you think about Odell Beckham's interview with ESPN?
I thought that there were some of the things that he said about heart and energy and passion, you know, and those kinds of things that were absolutely fine. You know, I had no problem with those things. I had a problem with the setting, you know, with Lil Wayne sitting next to him. I had a problem with, you know, if he truly believes, you know, that Eli Manning is a quarterback who's holding him back, which he seemed to indicate, you know, that then he's entitled to that belief, but I thought he shouldn't have said it to a national audience. I thought he shouldn't have said, you know, when Josina Anderson asked him about whether or not he liked it or was happy in New York, you know, he kind of hemmed and hawed. I had a problem with those two things, for the simple reason that when he put his name on the $95 million contract, he knew who the quarterback was going to be, and he knew what city he was going to be playing in. So if he didn't want either of those two things, he should have made that clear to Giants ownership, you know, long before he put his name on the dotted line.
And to you, what is more concerning, that or the fact that we saw him using those $95 million hands to have a boxing match with a fan on the sideline and then headbutting that fan?
Well, my concern with that is this, and I've basically said this on my own podcast on Locked On Giants, and I've written it at Big Blue View. My concern is this: did Odell Beckham Jr. sell the Giants a bill of goods? You know, the last 6 months before he signed his contract, was he simply on his best behavior? You know, to get his money. You know, and now he's going to go back to being, you know, what basically amounts to being a knucklehead.
Talking with Ed Valentine, editor of Big Blue View, here on In My Opinion with Denton Day. Saquon Barkley has been every bit as good as we hoped he would be as the second overall pick. I went on record earlier in the show saying that it was the right move to take him. Do you agree with that, and how good do you think this guy can be for the organization?
Oh, Denton, that is a really, really, really difficult and divisive question. I think Saquon Barkley is an absolutely wonderful player. He might just be, you know, the Hall of Fame player, you know, down the line that Dave Gettleman, you know, indicated that he thought Barkley could be. Whether he was the right pick or not, you still have to answer the quarterback question for the Giants long term. And for me, if they can answer the quarterback question, if they can figure out how to get better play out of Eli Manning, you know, how to protect him better and get better play, or if Kyle Lauletta happens to be the answer, or if they stumble into Justin Herbert in the draft, you know, next spring, you know, for me it still comes back to, can they answer the quarterback question long term, or do they spend Barkley's career with the Giants stumbling around and not winning, you know, largely because they can't get good quarterback play? You just have to answer the quarterback question. And the problem that you have, as wonderful a player as Barkley is that the answer to the quarterback question was right there for the Giants. They didn't have to move. They didn't have to do anything other than turn in the card with Sam Darnold's name on it, and their quarterback question would have been answered for the next 10 to 15 years.
So we'll switch sides a little bit to the defensive side of the ball. This is the first game we saw Olivier Vernon. He played very, very well. What do you think his impact could be with this defensive unit moving forward?
Well, I think we saw what his impact was. It took the Eagles basically no time at all to realize that Jason Peters, you know, as good as Jason Peters is, couldn't handle Vernon one-on-one. It took the Eagles no time to realize they had to devote a tight end to helping on Vernon. They had to devote a running back to helping. You know, they had to devote two blockers to Vernon all the time. He is their best player in the front seven. Unfortunately, the Eagles still scored 34 points, you know, but Vernon's impact, he makes the rest of those players better for the simple reason that we saw the Eagles, you know, he made an impact in the backfield, and we saw the Eagles have to devote two blockers, so he makes that defense much better.
What other positives can you find from that Thursday night game, if any?
It's over. It's over. We don't have to watch the Giants for a week and a half. You know, not a whole lot, to be honest with you. You know, this is another season down the drain. I think this will be 6 out of 7 years that the Giants miss the playoffs. There's not a lot of positives. You know, unfortunately, I think that, you know, the Giants, I think they knew they weren't going to be a great football team this year. That's a roster that's still, you know, they were 3-13 a year ago, and they earned being 3-13. They have a lot of work to do to upgrade that roster. I think they hoped that with the star power they have with Beckham and Barkley and Eli and, you know, bringing James Betcher from Arizona, who's been a highly successful defensive coordinator, I think they hoped that they could get by and be competitive while they rebuilt this roster, and it's just not working right now.
Talking with Ed Valentine, editor for Big Blue View here, in my opinion, with Denton Day. Do you think that Pat Shurmur's on the hot seat, or do you think he kind of gets a pass for this year because of all these inner turmoil?
I don't think you can put anybody on the hot seat, whether it's Shurmur or Dave Gettleman or whatever. I don't think you can put them on the hot seat yet, to be honest with you. I mean, like I said, this was a team that went 3-13 a year ago. This was a team that was an absolute mess. I mean, I still, despite the 1-5 record, I like a lot of what Pat Shurmur has done. You know, Dave Gettleman has made some mistakes. The offensive line still isn't what it needs to be. But he's at least made an emphasis there and made an effort there, and I think he'll continue to do that. I think these two guys, you have to give them at least a couple of years to figure out to see if they can get this right. I think that the team, you know, the locker room still believes in Shurmur. So, you know, that's important. And I just don't think you can put these guys on the hot seat 6 games into their first season.
So here's the big question. Looking forward, what are your realistic expectations for the rest of the season? What do you think the Giants' final record will be?
Oh, that's a good question, because the back half of their schedule is theoretically easier than the first half of their schedule. But at 1-5, you know, at 1-5 now, you know, you're probably looking at another, you know, 5-win season at best, maybe 6. You know, so, I mean, not good. So you're looking at another draft pick that's, you know, that's definitely, you know, almost certainly at this point going to be in the top 10, maybe in the top 5. So, you know, and as the year goes on, of course, who knows? You know, you get guys who check out when you get into this situation. So, you know, the challenge is going to be, can Pat Shurmur get these guys to continue to play hard? Can he get improvement from this football team the rest of the way when they know that this season's over with already?
Ed, I appreciate the time. Let us know where we can find you, your podcast at.
It's at Big Blue View, and currently, you know, I'm podcasting at Locked On Giants, and also Big Blue View has podcasts of its own, which you can find on all of your favorite podcast apps as well.
Ed, I appreciate the time. We'll catch up sometime soon.
All right, thank you.